holdups at the airports across Canada every day. It's the final day of the King and Queen's historic visit to Canada. King Charles is set to read the throne speech to officially open Parliament today. And Jennifer Lopez was on fire at the American Music Awards with a 6-minute medley of 23 hits. It was kind of a tease, or at least a preview, of her new Las Vegas residency, which she announced will start December at Caesars Palace.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 Minute on the way at 7:35. Let's give you the answer to question one. Help you win $1,000 on this Tuesday morning. The answer is throat. In your throat. That's it. It sounded aggressive, and I didn't mean it to be aggressive.
It is just throat, not just the full sentence in your throat.
No, just the word throat.
Hold on to that for 7:35 this morning. Coming up, it is district school track and field meet season. What was your best or worst events when you were competing at these track meets? That's on the way, but first, Benson Boone, Move 1035.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized. Could you walk up to the table with an order of fries? And I know you, yes I know you, yes I love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope. But I'm here for someone else.
home.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
Tonight I want to hold you close. No surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Got my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get along. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
Preston Pablo on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here this morning. 7:10 with Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Well, tis the season for district school track meets. I was at my son's track meet yesterday at Minoru Park, Minoru Track in Richmond yesterday. My son was competing in a couple of relays and the high jump yesterday. And
just boy.
Watching all the kids move from event to event to event. It, of course, brings back memories to when you were growing up and when you were experiencing these events and which events you love to compete in and which ones were just the worst. Which ones were the worst? Do you remember, did you excel at any track events when you were a kid? Now, were there any that you really enjoyed doing, or did you feel like you were mortal enemies with most of them?
I was definitely terrible at jumping. Like the high jump, the long jump, all the jumping, terrible. I wasn't a bad runner. Like I did the relay, yeah. So like that was okay. But it also felt like the older I got, it was either the worse I got or I tried less. Because I remember by grade 7 or grade 8, I'm like, I don't know, just put me in shot put so I can go in this thing.
They don't even like use, and I don't remember, I think it was like a proper shot put, but they call them like, it's the baseball throw now. But you,
what?
You, it's like the, you mimic with, I don't think it's.
They don't, it's like not, it's not a it's shot just, put anymore?
I don't think, well, you're still doing like the shot put motion, but I don't think it's the metal or like the weighted ball, like you use in shot put.
Okay, that's a crime. That's not okay.
I feel like they're using like a big softball.
I mean, how much could it cost?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know whether
it's
other
safety?
Reasons. Yeah, I don't know whether it's other reasons.
Too many shot puts to the head. For sure.
Don't know.
For sure.
I don't know.
That would
but
be
I,
an injury.
But I feel like I hear softball throw more than I hear shot puts.
Okay, that is, I'm outraged. I am.
Are you a big fan of the shot put?
I was a shot putter, of course.
Really?
Right? Yeah, because I think anyone that just made it onto the team, right, had to do shot put. Like, I did shot put. Yeah. I, for sure, I remember it.
You and feel like it was like the consolation prize for you?
Yes. Well, we need somebody to do shot put.
Yes.
Like, it was the least glamorous of all the events.
Get down to Kelowna City Park, Aaron, and throw that metal ball.
Give that weighted ball a heave-ho.
Yeah.
And away you go. I enjoyed high jump, not because I was any good at it, but I enjoyed like jumping into the crash mat.
Yes.
Like I thought that was fun. But probably my best event was like the running long jump, but track and field was not my thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing at all.
But we all did it.
Well, I think that, I mean, we had to do it in gym and then, you know, it was anything to get a field trip.
Yes.
Right? And I don't know how it works now, whether everybody gets to go, but, you know, back when I was in elementary school, not everybody got to go. So all I wanted, I would like, you know, I trained for, like, I wasn't like a motivated child, so I didn't train for much. But like, if I could get a day out of school, I would do what it took.
I think at my son's school, I think it was grade 4 and up. Got to compete and travel to the event. And then basically things were wrapped up yesterday by about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it ranks up there as one of the best days of the year.
Oh yeah.
Starts a little late. You got a field trip and your day is done early.
Yep.
That's a big win for those kids.
New. Nostalgic. Unmistakably Canadian.
I want to look in my eyes and you can tell.
Made in Canada delivers 100% homegrown hits all day, every day. Tap into Made in Canada now on iHeartRadio.ca or the free iHeartRadio app. Proudly powered by All Your Friends Fest, June 28th and 29th, featuring Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and more.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. I'm sure you can relate. And if there isn't enough to do already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. Something like that used to be enough to send me into a fit of panic. But you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app. And within seconds, I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before the panic could set in. I've used Jiffy often enough now to know how it works, but I still can't believe how quickly they can get to your home. What I used to wait days for can often get fixed the same day. You choose who does the work, and you're guaranteed your pro is vetted and qualified for the job. Plus, you can read reviews from past work your pro has done. Now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us, and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back. You're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead.
The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Your sneakers are staring directly at you. You try to look away, but you can't. You're laced to face. They're saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, and your six-pack won't be either. But you've got to start somewhere. Stop staring. Put us on. Take that first step, or lunge, or squat. Start small. Start somewhere. Join for $7.99 every 2 weeks at fitforless.ca and experience fitness simplified. Some conditions apply. Fit for less. Everybody happy.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Speedy Glass, we know that summer is all about bright days and clear views, but a cracked windshield is a safety risk you don't want to take. So if your windshield needs replacing, Speedy Glass makes it easy. In just one appointment, we'll install your new windshield, recalibrate your front camera, and even submit your insurance paperwork. So before you hit the highway, make sure your windshield is ready. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Okay, a bit of a list now of issues. Knight Street Bridge, a crash southbound mid-span left lane, and a crash in Delta 99 northbound before Highway 17A. The left through lane is blocked. At the tunnel, very busy. Counterflow in northbound slow from south of Highway 17, southbound slow from Mylora. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, Westforth, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got a few clouds this morning and then sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day. The high will be 24. Right now, it's 13 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show coming up. J-Lo kisses all the people at the American Music Awards last night. Details on the way.
$1,000 minute two at 7:35. Here's Justin Bieber, Move Radio.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. Once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance, yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go. Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on.
Justin Bieber, Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. We've got tickets to see Katy Perry in a suite at Rogers Arena. If you want to win tickets to see Katy Perry in our private suite, just be listening at 8.05 this morning. Right now, all the talk from last night's American Music Awards is about J-Lo.
What's trending?
She opened the show last night with a 7-minute performance. Now, she only sang for about the first minute of the performance. Sounded great, but there wasn't much singing. Most of the performance was dancing. She then danced a 6-minute medley of other people's songs. Like the biggest hits from the last year that were up for all the big awards. I've never seen somebody do that before. Like dance to other people's music, but it all built to this moment. During the Teddy Swim song where J-Lo kissed two of her backup dancers, one male, one female, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, she's kissing. She's kissing on stage.
I was very confused because I saw a report in Rolling Stone that there was three dancers. I'm like, was there another kiss that we missed? Kind of like the missing of the Christina Aguilera and Madonna kiss because everybody was so focused on Britney Spears and JT's reaction.
I believe there were two definitive lip locks and then there were teases of kisses and coming in close to the faces of other backup dancers.
Is that a perk if you dance with J-Lo? It's like everybody gets to kiss the boss?
I don't know how it works. But it was what just like the idea of, and the performance, I thought it was great. Like J-Lo can dance.
She can dance.
Like 55 years old and she's moving like a boss out there. And it was all to lead up to the announcement of a Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace, which is going to kick off later this year. But like the reaction to the performance is definitely mixed. Some people calling it hot, on fire, incredible. And iconic, and other people saying a desperate cry for attention, just with all the kissing of the backup dancers.
Can it be both?
Doesn't it feel so cliche though, the kiss the backup dancer thing now?
Well, it does, but again, I just wonder if that's just part of it. It just gets written in if you're a backup dancer. Like there's just always going to be a chance.
Must kiss J-Lo.
That at some point the boss is going to be like, listen, I need to do this. And who, you know, and maybe like the dancers have a choice because this wasn't like she has just two dancers.
Of course.
She has a bunch of dancers. So maybe like I really hope it was voluntary.
Yes.
Like I hope it wasn't, well, just part of it, you know. There are so many ways to die in a Final Destination movie, but it turns out you can also almost die in a theater showing the latest one, Final Destination Bloodlines.
Grandma, what's happening to us?
Years ago, I saw what death was about to do.
I saved a lot of lives that night, lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
During a screening of the movie in Argentina, the ceiling collapsed and fell on a 29-year-old woman, and it only really missed her head because she was leaning over the armrest. She did suffer some injuries that required a visit to the hospital, and she says she hasn't been able to work for several days. The woman says she remembers hearing a loud noise, but says, quote, at first we thought it was part of the movie because we were so involved, and then a huge piece fell on me. I'm sure you're familiar, but if you're not, the whole idea behind the Final Destination movies, the franchise, is that, you know, death happens to characters in the movie in different ways. And if death wants to come for you, it will come for you. And if it misses you, if something happens and you escape death, you really won't escape death for long.
As we heard in that clip, death holds a grudge.
Death holds a grudge. Can you imagine how freaked out would be?
Yeah. Not great.
Not great.
No.
No, like just not like,
no.
You can't drive behind a logging truck. Like, no. I to this day do not drive behind a logging truck. Like, that is like, well, that was the from Final Destination, the first one ever, right? It was death targeted somebody and that death missed that person and that person drives behind a logging truck and then boom. Like, just the trauma, like that woman, like,
yeah.
You just got, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you reverse.
No.
Reverse the curse.
Nope. That's it.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the other Final Destination
movies?
It sounds
like you might have.
Yeah. Or were you terrified? Not only do you not drive behind logging trucks, you can't watch any other Final Destination movies.
I watched the first two or three, and then I was...
Oh, okay. So that was not enough to scare you away from the franchise.
No.
You wanted more.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Unmoved. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show, and it's time to play the $1,000 Minute.
All right. Caller 25 gets to play 604-280-1035. We will play after Teddy Swims on Move.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. I'm no good at being alone. Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying to
my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too controlled when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not next to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling like a bad habit. Try to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon like magic when it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict. And I need some relief. My skin and your teeth can't see the forest through the trees. Got me down on
here to take a shot at winning $1,000. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
All right, Vanessa, we understand you're on a tight timeline. You have to get to work, so we want to play this game quickly and have you win $1,000. Is that about right?
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Vanessa could be late for work at her undisclosed location. We will not say where.
Drew!
It could be anybody named Vanessa.
Drew,
who is about to be late for work.
Drew, stop stalling.
Just trying to go to work, Drew. We can't just keep talking about how she has to go to work. I don't want Vanessa to be late for work
either.
Any more than you do.
No, I really don't.
Or most importantly, Vanessa's boss. Can you imagine their reaction if you are late for work, Vanessa?
Okay, all right, Vanessa. 1 minute on the clock. 10 questions. All 10 right, $1,000. If not, $10 for each correct answer. If you don't know something, say pass. If there's time, we'll come back to it. Okay, let's do it.
Are you ready to play, Vanessa?
I am.
Good. You've been stalling for so long. Let's play. In what part of the body would you find the uvula?
Pass.
If a dish comes a la mode, what does it come with?
Ice cream.
True or false, actor Joaquin Phoenix's real last name is Bottom.
False.
What kind of insect is a woolly bear?
Pass.
Which of these teams was eliminated from the NBA playoffs? The Timberwolves, Lakers, or Pacers?
Timberwolves.
On her 80s sitcom, Penelope Brewster was better known as what?
Punky Brewster.
King Charles is in Ottawa today to deliver the speech from the...
throne.
How many E's are in the word deep freeze?
Four.
It's
five.
Actor Joseph Fiennes' birthday. Who played his love interest in the movie Shakespeare in Love?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
What lower mainland city is home to Pinecone Burke Provincial Park?
Port Moody.
Good to guess there. But that was Coquitlam. So we had a couple passes and then some wrong answers, but there is some money here, Vanessa. The part of the body that you would find the uvula is the throat.
So there you go. Joaquin Phoenix is actually really Joaquin Raphael Bottom. That is his real name, so no money there.
He changed his last name to match his brothers who were already in the business.
Got it, yes, which makes sense. But Bottom, also great last name.
True.
That was my last name. I would keep it.
Mr. Bottom.
Ms. Bottom.
Ms. Bottom.
Ms. Bottom.
I was thinking of Joaquin.
Yeah.
Joaquin's
I don't go by Mr.
No, I was talking about Joaquin.
The kind of insect that is a woolly bear is a caterpillar or a moth. The Lakers were eliminated from the NBA playoffs, and then you corrected yourself. There are five E's in deep freeze.
So four correct answers. We have $40 for you. Vanessa, get to work. Holy cow, you're going to be late.
Real friends, real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
We play the $1,000 Minute twice every weekday, 7:35 and 9:35. So you still have a chance to call in and play later this morning. It's powered by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning, your chance to go see Katy Perry with us. We're going to sit in a box. Box suite. The Lifetime Tour, July 22nd, will play Hot or Cold at 8:05.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I was always such a huge fan of rock and pop and anything other than country.
Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Here's Mike from You Move Me with another customer review.
Allison from Port Coquitlam had this to say about the You Move Me crew. They did a great job. They were friendly and polite, arrived on time, and worked efficiently. There was no damage, and they left no mess behind. Thrilled with their service. Thanks, Allison. We believe no mess, no stress.
There are nearly 3,000 You Move Me reviews you can read online anytime. See why You Move Me is the home of your best move ever. YouMoveMe.com.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market this Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
The 31st anniversary sales event is on at Jags, celebrating 31 years of serving the Lower Mainland. Now Jags brings you store-wide savings to celebrate with us. For a limited time, save an additional 20% off all orders. Unbeatable deals on quality home furnishings and mattresses store-wide. Use your Jags card and do not pay for up to 15 months with 0% interest OAC. See store for details. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Jags Furniture, showrooms in Langley, Coquitlam, and Abbotsford, and jagsfurniture.ca.
Imagine a home where your morning commute is just a short walk to the SkyTrain, where your little one's daycare is right on site, and your evenings spent on your rooftop patio or enjoying club-style amenities just steps from your front door. Welcome to Atlin at Clayton Crest, a new kind of community where convenience meets comfort. And the best part? Homes start from just $299,990. But at this price, they won't last. Visit atlincondos.ca and step into redefined connected living.
Board your Air Canada flight and close your eyes, because Australia is just one sleep away. And guess what? It's on sale. Nice. Wake up down under and step into adventure, where you can snorkel with turtles in the Great Barrier Reef, catch epic sunsets in the outback, and soak in the views of Sydney Harbour. You're one sleep away from saying g'day to kangaroos, koalas, and jaw-dropping views. Nice. It's time to save on flights to Australia. Conditions apply. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Our son attended great public schools. He had amazing teachers, but he just never felt comfortable, and he struggled. That's when a counselor suggested Purpose Secondary, and what a change. Now he actually looks forward to going to school.
With small class sizes and a supportive, caring learning environment, Purpose Secondary ensures students feel physically and emotionally safe to help them succeed. Purpose Secondary is independent with no tuition fees, but space fills up fast. To find out how to book a tour or register, visit PurposeSecondary.org.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by the King of Floors. Please join Move 103.5 and me on location this Saturday from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Hope to see you there. Okay, we've got a couple of issues ongoing now this morning in terms of traffic. We've had pretty heavy volume on the Alex Fraser. That's for northbound traffic, and westbound on the Portman, as per usual. Couple of problems, though, as well. Knight Street Bridge, there's a crash there. Southbound mid-span, and in Delta, a crash. 99 northbound just before Highway 17A. The left through lane is blocked. Today only, get Bullseye Barbecue Sauce, 425 grams, limit 2, just $1.49 each during $1.49 Day Tuesday. Hurry in to save on foods today. Well, we've got a few clouds this morning, burning off to sun. A gorgeous day on the way. The high will be 24 in the valley, probably about 20 by the water. Right now, 13 degrees.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love.
Alrighty. Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. If a stranger asked you to put this on them, would you do it? Would you put sunscreen on a stranger? You're at the beach. It's National Sunscreen Day. And there was a poll that was done. And the poll asked the question, if a stranger at the beach asks you if you can rub some sunscreen on their back, would you do it? Would you do it? What percentage of people said yes? And I'll tell you in a second, but would you do it, Drew?
Oh, man.
Stranger says, excuse me, would you mind? I can't reach this spot. My arms don't go this way.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
Probably not. Probably. I think I'll take a pass on that.
How are you saying no?
I'm sorry. I got to go.
I got to get
to a thing.
Even though all your stuff is just set up on the beach.
I'm running late. No, I'm assuming I'm walking by. Like, it's the person lying right next to me.
Oh, it's the person on the beach, and they come up, and like, you're
already
saying,
I got to go. My food's ready at the concession, or I got to go order food, or I got to go.
And you're picking up your stuff, and you're just going home. You're not doing it. Okay. I don't think I could. You don't think you could?
I don't think I would be. Yeah, too uncomfortable for too many reasons. No, that's a no for me.
Aaron? Putting sunscreen on a stranger on the back on the beach.
Sure.
That doesn't surprise me.
Particularly if it's another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
That's one of the reasons why, like, I would definitely not in that situation. And then I'm not even sure whether I want to do it to a, if it's a buddy of mine, yes, I'll do it.
Of course.
It sounds like you don't even really want to do it if it's a buddy of yours.
Well, no, because there are just some things even with friends, like you either take care of yourself or it is your partner, your significant other.
Mm.
There aren't too many jobs out there.
So if I said to you, can you put some sunscreen on my back? I just can't even say that seriously.
I wish everyone could see Drew's face, though.
He is so turned on.
Yeah. Okay. For you, yes, I would, but.
What about me? Would you do me, Drew?
Aaron, would you do me?
Of course.
In a heartbeat, she's standing by.
I'm ready now.
Copper tone in hand.
Exactly.
Ready to go.
36%.
Yes, I would for you too, Aaron. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, 36% of people said, yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'd put sunscreen on a stranger. 64% said they'd decline.
Yeah.
It's a weird ask.
People are like me than they are Aaron.
What?
Yes.
It's a weird ask for a stranger to do it. Like, obviously for friends or whatever, I would put sunscreen on people's backs. I don't know if I'd put it on Travis Kelce's back if I knew him. It's very hairy.
I don't mind. I'll do it.
Nat with the back hair shame.
Yeah, no, that's horrible, Nat. That's hair shaming. It is.
Okay, well, I...
Take it back.
No.
Take it back.
I refuse. I stand by it. Write me up. But it would be a weird ask. It's a weird, like, why? Like, what is the scenario where somebody comes and says...
You said you're sitting at the beach. It's a sunny day. They're not with somebody. It's a kind thing to do, you guys. Our planet is on fire.
Well, I agree, but there are also ways around. Now that you've got, like, the spray tent, like, that. If I'm going someplace to a beach or whatever, and I'm going by myself or whatever, then I get the spray because then you don't have to worry about somebody rubbing in your back.
People also want
getting to the hard-to-reach places.
Yeah. So lots of people are saying, like, if it's a spray, they'd happily spray somebody else.
Okay.
Sure.
They don't want to rub. It's the touch.
Yeah. It's the touch of a stranger.
Heather did also ask, is it a hairy back? See, I'm not the only one.
Who was it?
Her name is Heather.
Heather.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. Things you don't
to the Nat and Drew Show.
On today's best variety, Move 1035.
I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
I'm Erin Davis with Move 1035 Traffic. We have a couple of ongoing problems this morning. We'll start with an accident on the Knight Street Bridge. It's southbound midspan left lane, and that's definitely not great. And in Burnaby, a crash, Highway 1 westbound at Kensington. Left and central lanes are blocked there. Earn 4.9% with a Scotiabank Momentum Plus savings account and watch your savings grow. Conditions apply. Annual rate varies by savings period. Scotiabank.com/MPSA. We've got sunshine ahead today. A few clouds this morning, but then it's going to burn off and we're going to have a beauty ahead. The high will be 24 inland right now. Right now it's 13 degrees.
Move 1035's what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
More than 8,300 Hudson's Bay employees will be laid off Sunday when Canada's oldest company closes its doors for good. In a motion filed yesterday, Hudson's Bay stated it will terminate 8,347 people or 89% of its employees by June 1st, that Sunday, following the completion of its liquidation sale. An additional 800 employees will be let go around June 15th. Canadians will be able to see a rare event for the country's monarch. King Charles will formally open Parliament today by reading the speech from the throne in the Senate, which will set out the government's priorities. Prime Minister Carney has said his Liberal government's immediate focus will be on affordability measures, including passing a tax cut he promised during the recent federal election campaign. An Air Canada pilot vented his frustrations over air traffic controller shortages on a recent flight over the intercom. The pilot on a Vancouver-Montreal flight on Saturday vented, and it was recorded. In the message, he said the air traffic control sector, operated by private company Nav Canada, is understaffed, and sick calls mean there is often holdups and delays at the airports. And BC's Joffrey Parks is going to face another round of closures in June and August to allow for local First Nations to reconnect to their land and culture in private. The park will be closed between June 13th and 27th and between August 22nd and October 23rd to allow for spiritual and cultural activities like hunting, fishing, harvesting, and medicine.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
Nat and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
More rumors that Kelly Clarkson will be leaving her talk show, and now rumors as to who will be replacing her. That and more in